Chapter 15. Nienor in Brethil. But as for Nienor, she ran on into the wood, hearing the shouts of pursuit come behind. And her clothing she tore off, casting away her garments one by one as she fled, until she went naked. And all that day still she ran, as a beast that is hunted to heart bursting, and dare not stay or draw breath. But at evening, suddenly her madness passed. She stood still a moment, as in wonder, and then, in a swoon of utter weariness, she fell, as one stricken, down into a deep brake of fern. And there, amid the old bracken and the swift fronds of spring, she lay and slept, heedless of all. In the morning she woke and rejoiced in the light as one first called to life, and all things that she saw seemed to her new and strange, and she had no names for them, for behind her lay only an empty darkness through which came no memory of anything she had ever known, nor any echo of any word. A shadow of fear only she remembered, and so she was wary, and sought ever for hidings. She would climb into trees, or slip into thickets, swift as a squirrel or fox, if any sound or shadow frightened her. Thence she would peer long through the leaves with shy eyes, before she went on again. Thus, going forward in the way she first ran, she came to the river Teiglin and stayed her thirst. But no food she found, nor knew how to seek it, and she was famished and cold. And since the trees across the water seemed closer and darker, as indeed they were, being the eaves of Brethil Forest, she crossed over at last, and came to a green mound, and there cast herself down, for she was spent, and it seemed to her that the darkness that lay behind her was overtaking her again, and the sun going dark. But indeed it was a black storm that came up out of the south, laden with lightning and great rain, and she lay there cowering in terror of the thunder, and the dark rain smote her nakedness, and she watched without words as a wild thing that is trapped.